Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low in the mid-20s. The Racine Art Museum Board of Directors has announced that longtime benefactor Karen Johnson Boyd, the daughter of H.F. Johnson of the famed S.C. Johnson family, died today at her home at the age of 91. The museum's executive director, Bruce Pepich, in a news release calls it a sad day for Ram's extended family and for the entire field of contemporary craft. Pepich said, quote, "Karen's generosity of spirit, her enthusiasm for this field, and her commitment to thoughtful financial support are things we honor today and for which we are very grateful." Boyd especially supported the arts as a collector, donor, board member, publisher, sponsor of museums and exhibitions, plus owner and president of Chicago's Perimeter Gallery. Boyd is known to have donated more than 1,000 items to the Racine Art Museum's permanent collection. She received a Wisconsin Visual Art Lifetime Achievement Award almost 4 years ago. Effective next Monday, you can cast an early vote in the February 16th primary by visiting your municipal clerk's office during normal business hours Monday through Friday. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Photo identification will be required to receive a ballot when you show up. There's more information about the Supreme Court-approved law online at bringit.wisconsin.gov. Otherwise, your local clerk or the county clerk's office can offer assistance. Decisions made on the primary ballot will finalize the candidates for the April 5th election. At that point, there's a statewide race for Supreme Court and local decisions for such jobs as school board, council, county board, other municipal governing bodies, even circuit court judge. April 5th, by the way, is also Wisconsin's presidential primary. Then later on, it's August 9th, the primary for the fall election on November 8th. That, of course, includes decisions about Congress, the U.S. Senate, and the presidency. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Many positives connected to the Racine Unified School District will be getting a little more attention soon, with some of the personal stories of past graduates who are now well-known figures in the community. It was the charge of a special superintendent's advisory council communications committee, chaired by Allie Haig, who told the Board of Education this week they decided to start small.
Our goal for this project was to, one, identify people that have graduated from Racine Unified School District that have made an impact on our community. Two was to identify certain highlights and how attending our school district can better an individual. Three, to put a face to people that are graduates from our community.
You'll be seeing columns in the newspaper soon, written by Police Chief Art Howell, State Representative Corey Mason and his family's Racine connection, as well as Jim Ladwig, president of RAMAC and former county executive. Superintendent Lolly Haas told board members another subgroup is looking at ways of better profiling the middle schools and making sure they are what the community wants them to be. The Wisconsin market president for Madison-based Gorman & Company says plans to turn the former Elks Club building in downtown Kenosha into a specialty hotel are proceeding, even though the financing is not quite nailed down. Ted Matcom tells the Kenosha News they're getting closer, thanks in part to the city creating a tax incremental financing district, and they're targeting June 1st. In the meantime, there's been ongoing work to make the site, both inside and out, safe and secure for work to begin this summer. A Zion, Illinois man, Marcus Buford, was arrested for allegedly striking a Kenosha woman with her vehicle and later leading police on a chase that lasted almost 4 miles. The main charges against him are second-degree recklessly endangering safety and operating a vehicle without owner's consent. But there's also disorderly conduct, knowingly fleeing an officer, resisting arrest, driving on a suspended license, battery, and an unrelated warrant. A bill that would allow concealed carry permit holders to have guns on school grounds is not supported based on a new Marquette University Law School poll by 75% of respondents. Even when broken down between households with and without guns, poll director Charles Franklin says 57% still oppose it.
The gun households are extremely pro-concealed carry. They are not yet on board with this proposal, and the opposition is considerably stronger.
The legislation being considered at the state capitol would also give school districts the power to allow permit holders to have guns in school buildings. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave has announced that his next monthly listening session will be held February 24th in the Village of Union Grove, a change from a previously announced date. Delagrave will be available to meet with county residents in the upstairs boardroom of the Village Hall from 4 to 6 p.m. No appointments are necessary. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.